there's one more thing I have to ask you about, because you really piqued my interest when I'm reading Priests of Our Democracy. And by the way, people should keep in mind, the Priests of Our Democracy, they're the teachers. It's not the Supreme Court. When I first saw the title, I thought, oh, maybe those guys in the robes, those are our priests. But it's actually the teachers. When you're talking there about how the Supreme Court makes its decisions, this shed a whole new light on how this happens. For instance, I got the impression that when a court case is heard, they get together and they say, okay, well, like, how could I go? You know, would you go this way, that way? And they kind of take a straw vote, or they take a initial stab at it. And then they assign someone to write up a statement of what that position is. But after that, people can say, oh, well, I don't like that statement. I'm more in line with that other statement. Could you fill out how the Supreme Court actually makes these decisions? Is it a one-time vote? And then, you know, it's done that day, or does it get revised over the course of weeks, months?
Yeah, well, I think you've described it quite accurately. Priests of a Democracy, incidentally, is a quote from a Supreme Court decision by Felix Frankfurter, an opinion in which he uses this metaphor, teachers are the priests of our democracy, because they're the ones who have the job of instilling values of open-mindedness and critical inquiry, which alone make for responsible citizens. So you're right. It refers to teachers, not to judges. But yeah, there is an initial vote after oral argument, and the Chief Justice, if the Chief Justice is in the majority of that straw vote, that person gets to assign who's going to write the opinion. If the Chief Justice is not, then the next senior justice on the court gets to assign who's going to write the opinion. And it's really just a draft, and it gets circulated, and if people don't like it, they can either say, I'm going with the other side, I'm going to write a dissent, or I don't like part of it, I'm going to write a concurrence, I'll agree with the conclusion, but not with all your reasoning, or I won't join it unless you add this footnote or that footnote. So often in Supreme Court decisions, you see one paragraph that seems to say A, and the next paragraph seems to say not A. And you wonder, wait a minute, that sounds like it's contradictory, and actually what it is probably is, in order to get a necessary vote for the thing to be a majority opinion, the author of the opinion had to acquiesce in some paragraph that some other justices wanted in there. So it's very much horse trading in terms of what ultimately becomes the majority opinion.
That maybe explains a little bit the reaction to the Supreme Court vote on our health care law, that people looked at the first page and they said, oh, no, so they've overturned it. And then you follow on to page two or three and you get the idea that it goes in a different direction. I suppose there was the same horse trading going on there.
Right, I'm sure.